Ja Rule kind of had things on lock them times. Mm. So I think about that song that he had with R. Kelly.
Damn!
Yeah.
But it was 2000.
We got him.
It was a song.
Say that we're on a bus, yeah? And like, we want to get off at a particular point. We just push the button and jump off the bus.
Oh, the emergency exit thing.
I remember one time, my brother done it, and he jumped straight into a lamp. I swear now, crying for time. Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome back to the Coppo Show. I go by the name of Big Geordie Jaws, Don J. I'm joined here today by my good friends, or with my good friends, sorry.
Earl's aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear and the one you'll come to see. How's things, guys?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah, fantastic. Good. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I was saying to Els before you came in, I done my third blood donation this week.
You've been donating blood?
Yes.
I'd like to make jokes, but I've seen him like put it up before. So
nah,
blood must be contaminating the rare nephew.
It's not, man. It's not. It's not. But yeah, no, I started donating blood. I do it every year. I said I'm going to do it every year while I'm alive. No matter where I am, I always donate blood to sickle cell. So yeah, so I just thought, bring that to the pod, and you lot should donate blood too, unless I don't know what your bloods are like, but if you had the opportunity to do it, I think you should, because I think it's something that affects black people. Jordan's just cooking up something in his mind, you know.
No, but the thing is, Fionn, is you're calculated.
Why?
Because the thing is, you've realized that you need to get people back on your side after the R. Kelly comment. So you've kicked off the pod, by telling people that you've donated blood, to help out with sickle cell.
No.
That's poor.
Poor. He went to go donate blood to the black community
because of the R. Kelly comment.
You've lost a few people. You've gone to donate blood.
Mm-mm.
An attempt.
No.
Bro, to clear your name.
Wait, let me.
That's
be,
wrong for you, man.
Let me be real.
That's not right.
Let me be real.
That's not right.
No. Let me be real. I was saying to Els, I've been doing it for like 3 years now because I was seeing a girl that had sickle cell and she told me about the condition and how it affects them. And when I realised it, I was like, bro, like, is this something that is aware, like a lot of black people are aware of? Because when she was saying that they have to do like blood transfusion like every 6 weeks, and I was like, where are you getting the blood from? She said, donations. And I said, she said, hardly donate. Like, she said, if you go to most rooms where black people are asking if they donated, most of them say no. So I was like, rah, like, what can I do to help? So I said, I'm going to do a yearly donation. And what I've realised is that we just need to be more aware of this condition. Because especially, like, having a sickle cell trait, if you've got it and you're seeing someone and you don't know if they've got it, your child could come out ill. But we don't talk about these things enough. So I just think it's something, it's more important to create awareness. That's all it is. It's not about R. Kelly comments. It's just, I think it's important. I think it's important that we create awareness, especially if you've got a platform to talk about things that are important, especially to our community.
So what day did you donate blood?
It was, what's today? Wednesday. It was on Monday. Monday.
Okay.
Monday, yeah. Yeah, it was good. So I done my first little TikTok to it.
What's the process of it? Like, do you have to sign up?
So you go to, you go online, you register where you are, obviously in terms of location, and then they will find local blood banks, I think they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sign up for the time that suits you best in your local area. Go there, fill out a form just to explain about if you've had any type of, like, I don't think if you've got certain like tattoos or things like that, it has an effect, or like recent tattoos.
Oh,
because I think these things can go into your bloodstream, innit? And then they check if you've got good iron levels, so do like a little finger prick test, and then
You have good iron levels?
Yeah, everything was fine. But you can't go there and be ill. So like, Junior, you wouldn't be able to go there.
Can you just pull up? Like, could I go to the...
You could pull up, but they would test your blood. And if you're sick,
yeah,
they'll be like, nah, you wouldn't. Because there's been a time where I was supposed to do it, but I had a cold, innit? And they said, nah.
So I can go today and give blood?
If you have to check your local blood bank, because they do it at certain parts. Times. They're not on every single day.
Oh.
It's like certain parts of the year.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, it's good still.
So to go back to this TikTok film, what are you actually doing in the TikTok?
I'm literally taking them on a journey with me to see what the process is like filling out the form, how they kind of treat you in terms of like when they clean your arm, inject you, how much they take like a pint of blood. But you do feel I feel a little bit lightheaded afterwards, and like you can't go to the gym.
They give you like a cookie. Afterwards.
They give you sweets to kind of get your energy levels back up. But it's decent though. Like it's a decent process. The only thing is, which is a bit sad, like you don't see any black people there. Like man was the only black person there, and the nurses. And they were like, no, you're doing a really good thing, you know, because black people don't donate.
So with the TikTok,
why you keep on going back to the TikTok?
No.
He's cooked, you know.
With the TikTok, why? Why is there no information on there about raising, awareness?
No, that's what I've done it for.
Instead, you've decided to show us, like, the journey rather than the history of sickle cell and stuff.
Do you know what it is?
Will you show this is a needle in your arm?
No, I'll be so real. Yeah. On reflection, I would have given a bit more of a backstory, but I said, let me just showcase me going to donate blood. I think that's a good form of awareness anyway, because people don't do it. You don't really see people documenting that.
I mean, personally, I'd like to question your methods on that. I think...
Why?
I think first and foremost, if you're going to document giving blood for a good cause, then you have to state, you know, a bit of context into why you're doing it, you know, rather than you go in and say, hey guys, I'm donating blood. I want you to like this and comment on how great this is.
No, but this
that's wrong for you.
No, man, it's from a good cause, man. I'm doing it for a good reason. I'm doing it for sickle cell. I'm doing it for sickle cell.
I should hope so.
No, that's all it is for.
Because I don't want to watch this video and just see you go into the blood bank.
No, but it's for sickle cell.
I want to know why you're going there. What what's the history of it?
You know what?
You know, what kind of people am I going to be helping?
No, do you know what? You're right.
There's no information.
No, do you know what?
Signing a form. Obviously, you're signing a form.
Do you know what? You're right. So that's why I think you should donate and make a TikTok about your journey.
Would you do it?
Why? Would you not do it?
I don't need to make a TikTok.
Should we all shake hands and say we're going
to
go?
I've been doing it.
I don't need to make a TikTok.
Do you want
to
come and donate blood?
Our homage, yeah.
It's not homage. It's not for homage. It's
for awareness.
It's for homage.
It's for awareness.
Yeah. I'll donate my blood, and go about my business.
No, but how do you create awareness, Jordan?
Fionn, you ain't created no awareness.
I have.
No, you ain't.
I'm telling you.
You created a space for homage.
No, it's not homage. It's awareness.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
No, genuinely.
It's a shame, man.
You see, like me talking about this right now, you know, that's creating awareness.
Okay, well, I need to question your
methods. Why though?
Signing a form.
You have to let them know the process. People don't know the process.
I need to watch the TikTok.
You do.
The TikTok ain't that bad.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. As much as I'd like to run jokes and that, like, because one, I've seen you do it before.
Yeah, for many years. It's my third year in a row.
Let me see it.
We'll pull it up. Right, well, go on TikTok. Come with me to a blood donation given to sickle cell and that. Pulling up to the wizard, look at my babes. This is me just chilling to some Liam Thomas in traffic. The traffic was mad though, I can't even lie. Stressing me out. Anyway, started driving down there. Started driving to this mad place, bro. I was thinking, am I on the right place? Anyway, pulled up now. Looked like I pulled up to Hogwarts. I was getting confused. Saw the signs, I thought, you know what? Let's keep it moving. Started seeing some regular people in the queue. Obviously, when you get there, I have to fill out the form. Asking you some mad questions, by the way. I'm not even going to say anything. Anyway, cleaned up my arm, big up my nurse. He was cool.
Yeah, the joke didn't hurt, but I had to firm it. I had to like a boss. I had to act like a boss still. I had to keep my arm pumping. So they make you squeeze. Was he there for about 10, 15 minutes. Had to take a picture looking at me like a sexy boss. The best part of it, the free snacks, man. I can't complain. The snacks are crazy. Very happy with that. Look at me. I'm just glutton, man. I'm glutton. Thanks for joining me, guys. And don't forget to give blood.
But where's my phone?
But yeah, anyway.
You can speak for part two. Where yeah. You speak about that.
How many times a year can you donate blood?
You can donate several times. But I
only do it once.
Yeah. What's wrong? But it's more than you. It's more than you.
Yeah, but
it's more than you. What are you doing for the black community?
What am I doing for the black
community? A lot. What are you doing for the black community?
Plenty of things.
Go on. Let's start listening to some of these.
I fight.
Go on.
I fight.
Yeah, you physically.
I was called I was called a black cunt the other day.
Oh, what?
Yeah, thank you.
You're joking.
Yeah, and that's funny, Els, isn't it?
No, it's not so serious.
Yeah.
Who called you that?
Yeah. That's not funny. And that's funny. No. Why don't we raise awareness around racism?
What happened to you?
Black men. Like me, driving, minding my own business, and a white van driver drives past me and calls me a black cunt.
You're joking.
And gives me the two fingers.
What did you do to
him? Nothing.
Was it around here?
No, it wasn't actually.
That's mad.
Yeah.
What, black cunt?
Black cunt.
What?
See?
Something must have happened.
No, but what's not nice is there's black people in this room laughing.
I don't find that funny.
You don't find that funny?
No.
Okay.
I've been racially abused before.
Have you?
Yes.
Called what?
An ape. Oh, see? You lot are dumb. That's not even funny. This is what I'm...
You're going to have to give it... No. Give us ape for a sentence. Like... Give us a sentence. You don't just get called, oh, you fucking ape. Give us the whole sentence of ape. Please, because that's not...
This is what's holding us back.
Oh, man. That's sad, really.
No, it's fucking horrible.
Oh!
You didn't expect that one. I caught him off guard.
That's
man.
Rude. That's really rude, you know. Yeah.
That means they meant it.
Yeah, an ape.
Oh.
Like they actually meant it.
An ape!
That's
mad, so.
Yeah, it's mad.
See how funny that is?
Oh man.
Why did he call you an ape?
It was mad. It wasn't even just directed to me. That's what was crazy.
So, there was a group of apes.
Basically, cut a long story short, me and my boys was walking home and then we was walking down like a long road. Like, do you know where Broadmead is? Mm-hmm. Broadmead Primary School.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's on the back road and it's just like a long stretch of road that goes to the back of Craig.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So we was walking down there, walking, and then like a guy on a pizza delivery bike was driving the opposite way. So we're walking this way and he's coming up.
Yeah.
So then he kind of saw us, lifted up his visor, called us apes and went, and then sped off. Because he knew that at that moment we couldn't do anything to.
And that's what they do. That's what they do.
They love the.
That's
the,
mad, you know.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But that's what they do. Like, you know what's so mad, yeah? I was so pissed, yeah, that if I could have turned around in time, I would have done a mad thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's horrible. Because they say it when they know they can get away. Like, him on a moped pinged off. He was just like, fuck. This man just called man an ape and just dipped off. Yeah. But anyway.
That's quite sad.
Yeah, that's horrible, man. that's
quite sad, man. I'm sorry that they called you an ape.
You don't need to keep on repeating it.
That's quite rude.
So anyway, let's get into confessions anyway. Got anything to confess?
Trying to think how my week went. Oh, well, I don't know if it's even a confession, to be honest, but the day after we went, the day of McChina, when we was coming, or when I came back home after we went to the shisha place, you know when you're just, this is more for me and Jordan, but you know when you're tired and you just forget things, you're just getting on with your evening or getting on with the night. I parked up outside my house and I remember I had shopping on the other side of my car door, but it's heavy shopping, so it's not one of the ones I can just grab from the other side, get out of the car. I've hopped out the car, gone around, taken the shopping, gone inside, got ready for bed, got to bed. And maybe about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, maybe even later, there's my whole bedroom is filled up with light. Not like I've turned the light on, as if to say someone's shining light into the house. So I've checked the ring, and then I've seen two police officers.
Shut up.
Going around my car. So I'm thinking, oh shit. I just got up like straight away, innit? Ran, put some clothes on quickly, ran downstairs.
I could just imagine, hello! Hello!
Rapping his dressing gown around him. You're hello!
Skipping, hello!
Hello! Hello!
Officers! Officers!
I was looking for my dressing gown. I couldn't find it.
Excuse me, ma'am? Ma'am!
I actually couldn't find my dressing gown, which was jarring me, but cool. I've just got a shorts, slides and a vest or whatever, and I've run out and it's cold. My dog's behind me, but I've basically kept him inside just in case. Because he's barking. Why am I running down the stairs like a madman? I've gone outside and then I just see the police officer with their laptop on my bonnet. And then they was like, the other one was in the car. It was just like, oh, is this your car? I said, yeah, it's my car. They said, did you recently get home? I was thinking, why are you asking me all these weird ass questions? I was just yeah, I think so. I was just falling asleep, whatever. I said, yeah, you left your car door wide open.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. So they thought it was a stolen vehicle.
They said someone called in, to say that there's an open car door on the road. I said, what, one of the neighbours? He said, yeah, one of the neighbours. I said, oh, which neighbour? He said, we're not, we're not going to say who, but, yeah, one of your neighbours have called to say your car door's open. I think, why don't you fucking knock on my door and tell me?
Yeah, or just close the door.
Or just close the door or whatever. Because the car, it locks after a certain time.
Is it a new car, though? They might not know it's yours.
No, my neighbours all know.
That's your whip?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's outside my house as well. I'm blocking in my other car.
Okay. So,
100% they know it's my car. And then they're just asking them, the insurance questions and all of this, that, and the third. And they said, so did you plan on coming back out? Did you plan on coming back out and shutting the door? I was just like, I'm just tired. And then just asking questions, oh, have I come from eating or drink, bar, basically.
Oh, seeing if you was waived.
But man, we didn't drink. But did we drink?
No, we had.
And to be fair, if you're home, yeah, so I came home and had a drink.
It doesn't. It don't make no difference. So asking bare questions, and then literally just wrapped up. So I think you should be more careful. And then she's like, oh, you got a nice house after all of that. I think I'll fuck off. And then I just gone back inside my house. But I just thought, how burst must I have been to leave the whole car door open?
Yeah, that's mad.
You must have gone to bed. So wait, you just took your stuff out and
and just gone straight into the house.
Yeah, that's mad still. Yeah, you do need to be more careful because that can make your car get
stolen. But luckily enough, no one went through the car and the car didn't get stolen, but there's nothing in the car anyway.
Okay.
Some Vaseline and some chewing gum. There's nothing else in
there. I've left or I leave my engine on.
Do you?
What? At night?
Well, I've been out places and I've gone. I went to Last once.
With the engine on?
Yeah. And there was a party. And I'm in Last. I'm inside. I'm enjoying myself. Well,
you can't just burn it.
Yeah. And then my bedroom come in and he's like, yo, George, your car's on. I thought you was in it because
the lights are on.
Yeah. Engine's running. And my tints are dark, innit? As he's walked past, unless I push the button. As he's walked past, and he's like, I thought you was in there. Mm. Then he's come into the party and he see me, and he's like, Ross, who's in your car then?
Yeah.
I
was like, oh my days.
Did you come running out?
Ran out. But I do it all the time, bro.
What was on your mind? see what was in your mind for you to leave your car on.
What?
Just pulled up and just slammed the door and ran into the dance. Just ran into the dance. See what was on his mind.
Funny. Listen, I need to get in there.
Man said, fuck the car. Nah. Need to get in that dance. Look, have I got anything to confess? Nah, I ain't really got anything to confess. Yeah.
No. You don't want to talk about how he's interrupting his prayer?
I want him to shout out.
He laid out his mat, getting ready to...
That's not the proper name for it?
Just pray.
Yeah, prayer. Junior's Muslim, for the people that don't know. So he's getting ready to pray and Phil's standing over him. He said, what's this then?
No, I didn't say that. That's a lie.
Yeah, Phil's mad.
That's a lie. I said, I didn't know he was Muslim.
So you're sure?
Good to be.
No, but the thing is, about his religion? No, but the thing is, you do know because you've asked him.
I forgot.
And you said, yeah.
I forgot, though.
Okay.
I forgot that he was Muslim. Okay. I think we've had the conversation before, but I forgot.
Yeah, and I think like twice because you've asked him why he doesn't drink. And he says, yeah, because
is that
Muslim.
It?
Yeah.
Is that what we've asked? I can't remember the reason why I asked you.
I'll stand over a man while he's praying.
I didn't stand over. He wasn't even sitting. He just laid down the mat.
The man's ready.
No, he wasn't.
He's just standing over.
You're
Jackie.
The man's ready, you know.
What are you talking about? You don't know Wyclef Jean.
That's what he kept saying. You don't know Wyclef Jean.
He's chatting shit, man.
No, it's not nice, man.
But anyway, yeah. Kick things off, else.
Oh, question, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Take it back to school times. You're getting ready to go to school. MTV Bass is playing. What is the first song that comes to mind?
MTV Bass.
Or whatever music. I used to like put on music before I got to school, or someone would put it on. It was just always on.
I think mine was, there was a lot of Christina Milian.
What, Moulin Rouge?
Dip it low, pick it up slow.
Oh yeah,
I think I was talking about a different Chris.
Yeah, well, she was in that one as well.
Was she? I don't know, I can't remember.
Moulin Rouge, Pink, Maya, Little Kim.
Pop, 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 bang, bang.
Yeah.
Wait,
what's MTV
based
on?
Good heavens.
Oh, no. See? I told you! You fraud! You don't know what MTV based is!
Nah,
you
I know, fraud. I know, like, MTV.
MTV based was the black show. Was the black.
Oh, was
yeah, it's
show?
That rap.
It's, you know, no, it's a channel.
It's a channel.
Is that Channel U? You've heard of that before, haven't you? You haven't never heard of Channel U?
Nah.
Get out.
Nah.
Get out.
You heard of Channel U?
I had Freeview.
No, but Channel U is part of culture, though.
Yes.
That's actually part of men's culture. Channel U...
What year was this?
2000 and... I'll say up to, like, 2005, it was popping.
I was 3 years old.
Okay, that's probably why you don't know. But it's...
Oh, yeah, Lil' Kim, Christina
Aguilera.
And Christina Milian.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking about. I would say my song...
It's called Lady Marmalade, wasn't it called...
Well, I thought it was Moulin Rouge.
That's called Lady Marmalade, the song. For the soundtrack for Moulin Rouge.
I'd say track that comes to my mind from that era. So it'll be on in the day. Because there was ones at night.
I said when you're getting ready for school. Okay. No one gets ready for school at night.
Because there was a couple Ludacris songs. Like, you know that
the
one?
After the
I wanna lay you from your head to your toes and I wanna.
Yeah, and that one as well. And you know what's so mad? Because you know what's so mad? Yeah, those tunes there, I didn't know what was happening.
Because I would just sing.
I was a virgin. I didn't know.
You know, I didn't
I would
know
lick
either.
You from your head to your toes. That's insanity.
I didn't know what candy shop was.
You make it so good, I want to leave. My God, what's your favorite to see?
Man, seven singing that.
Yeah, you can't. You're
singing it. No, I think when I think back to them times, I think of like Ja Rule kind of had things on lock them times. Mm. So I think about that song that he had with R. Kelly.
Damn! Yeah.
But it was 2000.
We got him.
Yeah.
No, it was a song.
It was a song.
Case closed.
T. Kelly.
It was
a
song. Not that song, but like, what about the other one that
his
had?
Songs was on the MTV Bass with the one with Ja Rule. It was, let's be honest, it was a good song.
That one. And then there was another Ja Rule song where he had the braids. Living It Up.
Cool.
That them kind of songs is what I remember. Because I remember always watching that channel and getting feel good music. Yeah. It was music that was always a vibe. What about you?
Kanye West, All Falls Down. Like, I just feel like I heard that every single morning.
Is that the one where he's running for the airport?
Yeah. I thought that video was sick, thinking about it.
I used to find her nice, you know, Stacey Dash.
Yeah.
But she's not well now, apparently.
Nah, she's a bit of a weirdo.
Apparently there was something about...
Nah, she doesn't like black people.
And I saw some clip about her saying that she didn't know DMX died about... And it was like 4 years later.
Yeah,
no. She was having an interview saying, DMX died. And she was crying about it. Everyone was like, he's been gone for a while. But yeah, she's not well still. But yeah, all right, my question is, it's actually a music question, yeah? Similar to yours. But what is something that we did back in the day and you look back on and think, no, it was best, like doing that?
Driving with no insurance and no license.
It's crazy. Really.
That's mad.
What, so you used to do that a lot back in the day?
When I was 16,
yeah,
I was driving with, like, with no insurance and no license.
For how long?
Up until I got my, so like maybe like 6 months or so. Mm-mm. But like you see now, if I had no car insurance, I wouldn't even move my car. Like if my car was like was parked on a road, on one road, and I needed to go to the next road, I wouldn't even do that.
Because you're too high risk.
I'm too scared now. Like yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah. That's actually not worth it. Every time you think about the time you got in the car, and you're not all the way legitimate.
Not all your papers.
Yeah.
You'd be like, where I'm going, it's not actually that important. Like, it's never been like a mad emergency.
Yeah. I used to drive to Toys R Us.
What, no insurance? No, going to work.
Riding low, like riding dirty.
One,
like.
Could you get one bus from yours?
No.
No, two.
Toys R Us was in a weird place.
Oh, you'd have to get two at night.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Was riding low, like riding mad dirty. Like, no insurance, no tax.
Did you ever get stopped?
No. Oh, but the only thing I had was petrol.
Yeah, that's crazy. What about you, else?
Do you know what? I've realised how immature it is and dangerous letting off fireworks.
Where was you doing it?
Just out and about. What? Like, it's mad immature, it's mad dangerous, it's mad, there's just so many things wrong with it.
Mm.
Like, we would go out and someone would just, let, like, you'd have like a 10 shot.
And just
let it off in a
at
park.
At people. Yeah, I remember you said firework fight.
That's the dumbest thing.
Like, it's mad.
When I think
firework fights. Mad.
Bro. The fear when someone aims a firework.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Bro. And like you can burn your hand as well when you're doing it.
Bro,
you
blind we my whole trackie.
Oh,
my
you done it as well?
Yeah.
What?
I like we'll be on the bus, and we'll light up like you know like the ones that
the wheel.
No, it's the box.
Yeah.
On the bus. That's good. And the bus is smoked out, like.
Oh no, do you know how mad it is?
It's mad.
And it's so dangerous. No, they do. I saw it on TikTok and that thing, like they're still doing it. I think this is so irresponsible. And I thought, wait, I was doing the same thing when I was.
It's like, dangerous.
It was mad dangerous.
Bro, we'll be on a bus, after school. Yeah. And before school, in the morning sometimes. In the morning, people
don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Bro, the firework box, you know.
That's crazy.
Bro,
just and letting it off.
Bro, and then you jump off the bus and then you just see like upstairs
it's
just going
mad.
Like, it's going mad. Like. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's actually and we'd find that funny as well.
At
that's
the time
what's crazy.
I found it funny, but so when I'm thinking about that, it's mad. It's like, same thing. I think it was on the way to school. Someone bought the big spinning wheel on the bus. Yeah. I think there's a special name for it.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine you're going to work and this dickhead, this little dickhead has come on the bus and just let off a wheel and just going, poof, poof, like everyone jumped, like people jumping out the fire exit. Like you're a big man trying to pay bills and you're doing,
Bro, do you know what we used to do, as well? What was so dumb, is like, say like we're on a bus, and like we want to get off at a particular point, we just push the button and jump
just
off the bus.
Just jump. Oh, the emergency exit thing. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I remember one time, my bedroom done it, and he jumped straight into a lamp. I swear now,
That must
I
have
was
been...
crying for time. Yeah. Like, bro, he jumped off, and then he went head first into a lamp post.
Yeah. I've seen that before.
But it's mad though, because you can't do that now because the bus has like a safety
mechanism.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember we used to have the buses that had just the pole at the back? You just hop on and hop off.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I remember I seen people jump
That's
off.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. And like jump into like phone boxes. I've seen that happen before. It's mad.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
It's actually mad dangerous. Still.
Even like we used to open like the back top window from upstairs on the bus.
Why?
Bro, it was stupid. Oh, like,
and
bro,
jump down.
Yeah, and jump down.
It's a like, long jump down, you know.
Yeah, you could hurt yourself
doing that.
I did it once, bro. It's shattered
my
ankles.
Yeah, man.
You can feel your ankles.
But I'm small already, so I'm even smaller then. But when you hit the ground, it's just...
But what are you jumping out the back of the bus for?
I done
it.
Do you
know how mad dangerous
that is? I've done it twice, so...
Why?
I've done it once for Bants. Yeah.
Banter.
Yeah, and then the second time... I had to like.
Was it the one you had the ops?
Yeah, I was on the bus one time. I was on the bus one time, I was going through like a little I was around here kind of still.
Oh no!
And then
that's probably the person who called him a black guy.
And then, yeah, I was being chased by racists, and then they got on the bus. I was like, no, like it's mad, but I had to contemplate, yeah, because. This was after I'd done it for Bants. So yeah. I knew that it's going to hurt. Because, bro, that's a big jump.
Yeah,
it's
a big jump. Yeah.
Bro, that's like four, like, it's like 4 meters high, like, or whatever. Like,
it's a big jump.
Yeah,
still.
But it's high.
So did it hurt your knees, isn't it?
Oh, it's burst.
Yeah, see, that stuff can mash you up, man.
So I was hanging on to, like, I didn't just jump.
Yeah,
you was doing, like, the movie.
Yeah, you got to hang on.
And then you drop down. Like, you can't just jump out. You're going to shatter everything.
So, and the bus is moving?
No, the bus weren't moving when I jumped off.
No, it was at a bus stop.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
no, there's someone moving. Watching that probably thought, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's mad. Man. I'll say my one's not as extreme as you lot's, but I was thinking about what we used to do back in the day, yeah? When, like, I remember doing this at your house with you, where we would be in the house with girls... And we dance into bashment, just us, and the thing, and there's this music going on. Me and Jordan will be dancing with things to the maddest tunes as well. We're not frightened for nobody, but we respect everybody. But it's just us in the
thing. You know how
it's crazy. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, it's how horny you are.
But why? Why?
Yeah, nah, it's silly.
I remember doing that. I've done that with the man name a few times. Just asked a couple girls.
Now you think about it, stupid.
And bashment. I've been winding him down in the crib.
I play a game.
We're not fighting nobody. But we respect everybody. Conscience with him, but we not have none. That's what I thought. I was thinking, no, we were bursting in there. It doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, we're bursting.
Like, what are you doing?
There's so many things you could be doing.
That's how you were building up a vibe, though.
In someone's parents' house.
He was in Jordan's room, wearing it down. Damn. It's crazy. But I feel like that was something that most people our age was doing.
Yeah.
Did you do that at all?
Well, yeah, no, a couple times. Like, just like, when I'm thinking about it, there's other things man could have been doing.
Oh, yeah.
Could have gone out.
It's because we weren't drinking really them times, innit?
Yeah, we weren't. Like, we were young.
You ain't got drink. You ain't really got... I don't even know, it's weird. You ain't got much.
Yeah, you ain't got peace.
Just music, you got a mate, dude. You just got a wait
slide. You know it's an aux cable into something.
Yeah. But you got a mate, dude, bro.
Yeah, man didn't have much. Stupid. No, it's crazy. But yeah, but no, confession. I'm copper news anyway.
In Jordan's?
Yeah, what?
Sorry. It's the conscience. It's taking over my head.
Okay, so if you guys were to star in a movie, who do you think would play your role?
Wait, I'm confused. If a movie about my own life?
Yeah, so if there was a movie about your own life,
okay,
which actor would play your role? Who would be your character?
I don't know.
I think I know who Elvis's one would be.
My man from Power.
No.
You know that guy?
No.
Is it Donnie?
It's not even him. I'm thinking of... You know, from the new Fresh Prince, Carlton.
What the hell?
I don't even see what it looks like. Oh, no,
yeah, yeah. No, but he's got his forehead's deep though.
That's Els.
Nah, because he's small, isn't it? But he's darker than Els though. He's darker than Els. I don't think he'll be a good.
Yeah, but a bit of grading, you know, when they're editing should balance.
Put Carlton. Oh, okay. Don't just type in Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Put Carlton.
He's taking a fucking piss.
Nah,
man.
No, he's taking this. His forehead. That's what I'm saying. His forehead's deep.
Is he a good actor?
He's okay. Yeah, he's decent. Right. He's a decent little actor.
I only watched like the first episodes of like the first season.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It does get a bit boring.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. For me, it depends on what part of my life though. Is this like a life journey?
Who would be good for you?
Oh, here we go. Go on.
What's the actor from? What's the name, man?
Shotters.
No.
Shotters.
What's the popular series, man?
What, Power?
No, not Power.
You're gonna have to help us. I don't know.
What's it about, the series?
I know it's going to be fuck you though.
No, why is it going to be fuck?
Because it's you. It's not. You're not going to say anything nice, are you?
Oh, of course.
You're not. You're not.
No, wait. Are you not having a think?
I think for me, because one of my friends actually said it. Like, if it was to be at this part of my life now, it would probably be. Do you remember One on One?
Oh, the
Flex.
I remember his name on the show.
That's his actual name.
Oh, is that?
That's his actual name. Flex Washington. He could play me, I reckon.
Yeah, his name's Flex Alexander.
Yeah, he could play me, I reckon. At that time of One-on-One, I reckon that would be a good fit. No, it's not bad.
That was a...
No, it's not bad. Well, think about it, though. Flex.
Where has he got to look like you, or is it just like...
No, just, I think if he was to act like me, but putting One-on-One.
No.
I think he would be good.
No. Icy Jones. Comedian.
Why would
you could
play like an older you.
Yeah, 100%.
You lot are dumb.
Or...
He's not an actor.
Or...
Icy Jones, are you stupid, Els?
Or to spice things up a bit.
Icy Jones.
Or to spice things up a bit. Viola Davis.
Viola Davis. For me. See? This is how I know Jones is an idiot.
I can't think of no one, you know? I have to... Like, I want it to be realistic.
Yes, I think Flex Washington's good. If it was being realistic, yeah, maybe I'd put someone on from like the UK. Like, what's my man that done Supercell? Is his name Tosin Cole?
Oh my days! Have you seen 61st Street?
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Yeah, it's cold.
Is it good?
Yeah, he's in that. It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
What is it? A series?
It's a series.
And it's good, yeah.
Yeah,
bro, that's what I was watching earlier.
Like, very and he's cool. In it, yeah.
It's cold.
Main character.
Yeah, it's cold.
What's it about?
Basically,
without giving too much away.
Basically, he's an athlete, and then like a shooting happens, and a policeman dies and stuff. So.
Oh, and he gets roped in.
Yeah.
No, it's very good though.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I think he could do me.
I can't lie, the thing that kills me about it is his plaits.
Yeah.
Where he's got shocking plaits.
You can tell it's a wig in it, but it's just hilarious.
What about who do you think will play you? I know who could play
Chris
you.
Chris Tucker.
Nah. I think I got someone for you.
Who?
I think his name is what's that? What's that? See if we can get the picture up.
What? Denzel.
No, it's not Denzel.
Bernie Mac.
No, I think his name's short guy. Really short guy.
From what movie? Just telling me short black man is.
No, short guy, big eyes.
He
looks like a rat.
You have to help me, like.
I think his name's like.
Or what show is he in?
Oh. It's so hard with names.
Maybe I've got some.
Hey, I'm gonna get the picture up of this guy, and I think this is who Jordan should be. Small black man. I think his name's Oh my days! I can't remember the name.
Yeah, good.
There he is.
Okay.
This is him. This guy.
Let me see.
this guy, I think you do well for
you. Oh, yeah.
Let me see.
You're dumb.
He's your actor.
Yeah, he's an actor. He's in films. Have you seen this guy, Junior?
He's in Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice!
Yeah, he's in Beetlejuice.
He's in Viola Davis for me.
That's mad.
Beetlejuice, I think
Beetlejuice... No, but he passed away, though.
He's passed?
Is he dead?
Damn it. He would have been a good person.
I'm not even laughing at that.
I didn't know he was dead.
I'm
not surprised still.
I'm not even laughing
when
at that.
When did he pass? How many years ago did he pass? Junior, how many years ago did he pass? Is he recently passed? Like last year?
He's been gone for time. Junior is busting up behind the camera that a man has passed away.
That's not funny, Junior. I didn't know that he was gone. He's a good actor, though. He's a good actor.
At Fionn Denton.
You have to put the pictures up of these people.
There's one video of him that cracks me up.
I didn't know he passed, though.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the video. That I just think about the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what actor. I was just scrolling through black actors on.
You got no one?
Not off the top of my head. I'd have to come back with
Kevin Hart could do yours.
You reckon? I don't know.
Kevin Hart.
It's just because he's short and black. That's just why.
It's a great start, and he's kind of solid. He's kind of solid. It's better than fucking IC Jones.
Are we allowed to put up a picture of IC Jones?
No, we're not really. You're dumb.
All right, cool, man. Let's get into the news. Cue the music.
And we're back here to the streets news. A man ate at the same restaurant for over a decade. The head chef realized he wasn't coming in anymore.
At the Shrimp Basket restaurant in Pensacola, Florida, one customer has been a constant. For lunch, he always ordered a cup of gumbo, light on the rice, hold the cracker. And again at dinner, cup of gumbo, light rice, no cracker. It was that every day, twice a day, for 10 years.
Appreciate you.
Chef Donnell Stallworth says you can set your clock by this guy.
Mr. Hicks don't miss no day. We open the doors up. Mr. Hicks here to greet us.
78-year-old Charlie Hicks was omnipresent until last September, when he wasn't. Didn't show up for several days.
I knew then something was wrong.
Fearing the worst, Donnell left work in the middle of his shift and drove to Charlie's apartment. He knocked on the door, repeatedly, but no answer.
And right when I was finna turn, I heard a voice just like, help! And then I opened the door up. He was laying on the ground, and I didn't know what his conditions was. That's what's the scariest part right there.
We don't know how long Charlie had been lying there, maybe a few days. He was severely dehydrated and had two broken ribs. But thanks to Donnell, he would survive. And thanks to the staff at the Shrimp Basket, he would never be alone again. They started by bringing his gumbo to the hospital. Then they went out and got him a new apartment right next to the restaurant, so the employees could always keep a watchful eye. They got Charlie new appliances, fixed up the place just right. All so that this week, 3 months after the accident,
you're late.
Charlie could pick up with his routine right where he left off.
There we go.
He sat back at his favorite table and ordered his favorite dish. Nothing had changed, except their bond.
I'm glad to have you back, though, buddy.
We made a connection. We made a connection.
He's that uncle. He's that grandfather. He's that best friend. He all in one.
Is it nice having him right next door, though?
Oh, man, that's the best thing going. That's the best thing going.
Donnell Stallworth, chef at a family restaurant. Emphasis on family.
I'll be over more.
Steve Hartman.
More often than you like.
On the road in Pensacola, Florida.
They then decided to knock on his door. After they've knocked on the door, they've realized he's in a lot of pain and there's a lot of things going on.
Mm.
They've now got him an apartment next door to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
My question is for you guys, is that, do you think that's a wholehearted gesture?
Yeah. He's an old man, isn't it?
because someone posed this question to me and I thought, oh, that's really nice.
But they're saying they're trying to keep a loyal customer, keep on going.
But to be fair,
they spent money on the house.
Yeah, and to be fair, I don't think that the gumbo is going to cost more than the house.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
It's clear that he's built a relationship. 10 years going to the same restaurant every day.
We know each other.
That's family.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, they probably see, and based off what it seems like there, he doesn't seem like he's got much family around him.
Nah, if you've been in your house and you no one's come to check on you, similar to the conversation we was having.
Yeah, but that's peak.
Who would find out that you're ill?
Yeah, but that's what's mad, because even in that situation there, no one was going to check him. He was left for dead.
Yeah.
So the fact that they've gone there
to check for him. But someone asked me the question, is like, Rod, do you think that's like a wholehearted thing, or do you think they just want the customer?
That person's got a wicked mind. Whoever that person is, whoever's thinking like that. So that person in their mind. So that person was looking at saying, oh, look at them just trying to keep the lights on. That's what they're trying to do. That's not right. That's a nice gesture.
Yeah, man. I thought it was a nice gesture, to be fair.
Yeah, same. I think that's all right.
And you can even tell, you know, when they have them American news stories, they always get that presenter who's got like a really nice voice. Like coming home from news, it's like a positive news story. So someone looked at that and saw it as a bad thing.
They was thinking, oh,
the Regions messed up.
Yeah, but there's that video.
That's a nice story.
That video I sent you, man, last week on the chicken and chips.
Oh, you need to send. There's a couple other, but we can do like reactions and stuff later. But next piece of news. Watch a man hide behind a wall while his female companion fights off an armed robber.
You're joking.
Viral security footage captured on December 6th shows the terrifying moment a woman was forced to fight off a knife-wielding mugger after her much taller male companion chose to step back and hide behind a wall.
That's terrible.
In a move he's now unfortunately paying for with internet infamy. The pair of American tourists were walking down the street on vacation in Colombia when the armed attacker suddenly approached them, lunging at the woman trying to steal her phone, according to Newsflash.
That's crazy.
A man passing by on a motorcycle is then seen doing what her companion failed to do, jumping into action to help the woman. The passerby hopped off his bike and hit the mugger in the head with his helmet. A few other people passing by also jumped in to help fight the mugger off in a dramatic struggle.
Instead of busting him up, though.
Yeah,
That's crazy from the guy, though.
Only once the thief was subdued is her companion seen managing to make his way out from behind the wall to comfort the woman. This now viral clip has sent shockwaves through the internet.
He's moving mad. The only way I will allow him, only way I will allow him is if he's like neurodivergent or something. Because you don't know if he might be neurodivergent.
That's really mature of you.
Like he might be autistic or something. Oh. Do you know what I mean? That's the only way I'll give him, I'll blame. Because he might not be able to, you know, some people that are neurodivergent, they can't process certain things. I'm just seeing a man with glasses, he might have issues. So I'm not going to say too much. But if he's normal, neurodivergent people can look normal.
No, but he knew exactly what he watched her from the corner of the thing.
Do you know what Kim was?
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Come out of the corner.
He stepped in, he went like that, and then went back around the corner.
Yeah, no, he's moving. If he's a normal guy, he's cooked.
He's taking a piss.
You can't leave your woman.
I couldn't defend him.
Because there's no audio of the CCTV. Did he at least shout, hey, stop? Like, something like, do you know what I mean? Like, anything, but
you can't be doing that. If your woman's getting mugged, we're getting mugged together. Like we're getting mugged together.
You ain't got a choice.
What would you lot do in that situation, though?
But you got to back it.
Yeah,
you just fight. You just start fighting.
Yeah,
even if they're not seeing each other, we're together.
Yeah.
So
as the man in the situation.
No, bro. Forget being we're together. We have to at least. Do you know what I mean? Like
fight this off.
Like they're going backpacking. They're going to be together for a while. Imagine a conversation they're having afterwards.
Yeah.
Just get a lady. You're right. I'm going to tell you to fuck off.
Yeah.
Or just go my separate ways.
Not everyone's built like that.
No, but do you know, at least...
No, but you're
something.
You're with your woman. You're going to watch your woman. And you're just there like...
Some people aren't built like that.
But I get that.
Whether you're built like that or not, any situation, that's mad.
It's mad to people that are built like that. Some people aren't built like that.
I know some people
they actually did.
I know men that aren't built like that that will still defend a woman in that situation, bro.
Hey, stop. Please.
He just completely left her. Did he even scream help? I can't read the footage. He reacted like he didn't know her.
That's crazy.
He reacted.
No, it's mad because he's not protecting that. And I feel like as a man, you should be protecting.
Like even a little help, please, somebody, anybody.
A tussle.
He's round the corner like that.
The guy had a knife as well, innit?
Yeah. I get like the knife thing. Like,
he's built like that. He's not built like that.
Yeah, I just think it's mad. British backpacker jailed after drunken e-scooter crash kills a man in Australia.
Alicia Kemp had been drinking since 2:30 in the afternoon with friends in central Perth until they were so intoxicated one bar refused them entry. CCTV shows her and a friend hiring an e-scooter at 8:30 that evening. Her friend so drunk she repeatedly stumbled and fell off the back. With Alicia driving, they can be seen weaving in and out of pedestrians at high speed. She was going at twice the speed limit and was more than three times over the alcohol limit for electric vehicles when she hit Tan Phan from behind as he walked along the pavement.
Come with me to volunteer at Burun Animal Shelter.
Alicia Kemp's gap year in Vietnam, the Philippines and Australia has now turned into a prison stay. Alicia pleaded guilty to a charge of dangerous driving causing death while intoxicated in August and has been given a four-year sentence. She'll be eligible for parole in 18 months' time.
4 years?
Tan Phan had been out for dinner with friends when the scooter Alicia was driving hit him. He fell and hit his head, resulting in a bleed on the brain. He later died.
It's manslaughtered, isn't it?
Yeah, it's manslaughtered.
That's sad.
It's the fact that it's an e-scooter. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, he hit his head, but it's just like, I thought that's mad. Like, you just come from a dinner.
Do you know what happened today? I was driving back home, this morning, and I saw a police officer giving a man on an electric bike a ticket. And I'm thinking, I wonder what he could have been doing.
What the old the disabled bike?
No. Like a bike, but an electric bike. So like a push bike.
They're illegal after over 15 miles per hour.
Oh, is it?
I've got into a Fed chase on the scooter.
Is it? Yeah. So that's probably what happened then.
Mom's a delivery on this.
And they were following you because you was driving too fast.
Just because electric scooters are illegal in general.
Oh. Okay.
But the electric bike, the rule is it can't go over
15.5. Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's probably what
because
it is.
Because the thing is, when I drove past, I'm thinking, what could he possibly be
doing? He's winging it.
Be getting a ticket for, but it must have been that. Because the thing is that his bike looked powerful and he had like all the gear, so. Yeah,
he's probably gone too fast.
Another story for like another day. I remember when I had to go get my car from the pound, and there was some you coming to get his e-scooter from there. Now I was gonna ask him, why did they impound your e-scooter? They even bought it on, you know, like the flatbed truck.
They come and unlatched
it and stuff. But that makes sense. Yeah, that actually makes sense.
Did they catch you, Junior? They didn't. You wanted.
He's got warrants.
Just wanted. That's crazy.
You know, this is like a bonus piece, but I couldn't find the actual video. So, you know, Grand Sapphire in
Croydon.
In Croydon.
The hotel. Like
the nice hotel slash
banqueting suite.
Yeah, banqueting suite, the nice one. So, Reform UK wanted to plan, I think, like a sit down meal in there with their food as well, their catering, which, you know, is, I think it's Indian food.
Yeah.
The owner of Grand Sapphire said, like, he basically rejected the booking, said it's not happening.
Yeah.
And now Reform UK are planning on taking him to court for rejecting the booking and hosting them. It's up to him, but that's planning that. Apparently people have been outside protesting.
Is it?
Yeah, outside.
What, Grand Sapphire?
Yeah.
Saying, let us in.
Yeah, like, as if to say, why can't we have our, like, why can't our people come here and...
Where's the man from? Is he white that's running it? Or is he a black man?
That one, Grand Sapphire? No. Yeah. I don't want to say where he's from, but he's not...
He's not white?
Yeah, he's not white. Yeah, he's not white.
So he's obviously got his rights.
Like, he's got his views and stuff like that. So I want to say... We stand with you. Big up yourself. If you're looking for a straightener, Fionn Benton.
What do you mean, Fionn?
Beckenham High Street. He's on it. But when I saw that, I thought, no, then, do you know what? I actually rate it. Because he could have just taken the booking, taken the money, because I'm sure it would have been nice, because it's catering, loads of people with like decent jobs and stuff like that.
It goes back to what Jordan said, integrity.
I'm glad you noted that, Dan.
He's got integrity.
Yeah. But that's been Ear to the Streets News. We'll catch you again next week.
Thank you. So we're talking about the maddest myths that we've heard about ourselves.
You need to get yourself together.
Why? Isn't that what it is?
No, it's the...
What, today we're talking about what is the worst rumour that you heard about yourself?
Yeah, that's it. Not me. But myths is all the same
it's,
thing.
It's not really, but come on. Myths a bit more... Ooh.
I have to think still. You lot can kick things off.
Yeah, same with me. I probably have one, but... Yeah.
See, my one is like, it's not really long, but, you know, it was just disappointing to hear one time that you know, when I was younger, there was a woman that I was seeing.
Okay, so she was in a relationship.
No. It was just a casual situation.
Getting to know each other. Us.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and the time came, you know, where we actually decided, you know, well, to be fair, I decided that, you know, I was no longer interested in this anymore. And then it then came out, you know, a few months later. That she was running around telling people that I wanted more.
Okay, what was she saying? So she's saying that you wanted more.
Yeah, so that's why she locked me off.
Okay.
She said how she locked me off.
So she was running around the street saying, yeah, I locked off that Jordan you.
Yeah. And you know what's so sad, yeah, is I see her out until now.
Yeah.
And she was running with this life, but I'd probably say... Over 10 years.
That's 10 years saying that you were supposed to be
over 10 years, yeah. And then I saw her at some event a few years back, and she said, like I shouldn't have lied. Like I don't know why I lied, because it was getting stupid. Because like obviously like there'll be times where we could be out at like a drink up or something, and like obviously like because she's lied. I'm just funny with her. So like people will be like, yo, like.
Well, standoffish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she'll say, oh yeah.
He wants me.
Yeah. And I'm like. I don't know, to be fair, I shouldn't have even been over there anyway.
Yeah.
But I had no business there in the first place.
What makes me think though is, what was she telling other people outside of that? Do you know what I mean? Like, say, well, like, you're out with your girls or, like, some whatever. Like, oh, yeah, me and him used to go out. But
he wanted way more. But that is kind of horrible.
But you know what's good, though, yeah? Is the friends that she's told didn't believe it anyway.
Is she a well-known liar?
She must be to her friends. Because her friends, like her friends are just like, oh no, like we've all got a friend where like if they tell you like one story, like you're gonna think
you're gonna second guess it.
Yeah, like I don't think it went down like that.
I'm capping it at 40%.
Yeah, exactly. So but luckily, and to be fair, yeah, I think that the friends see like the way that I am with her.
Yeah.
Because the friends are mad cool, innit? So so
they understand. They have understanding.
Yeah, so they know.
So when you spoke to her and kind of confronted her about it, like, did you confront her like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What is this about?
Yeah, I'm like to her like, why are you saying this for? Like, what's wrong with you?
There's no reason for this.
Yeah, and she actually said, oh yeah, I don't know, I was wrong, like I should not have said it. Like, and I'm like, yeah, like you're right. And then what's mad, yeah, is she said sorry, she's apologized, yeah. Mm. Then we go out again, like I see her at an event again, like a year later, because I started seeing her out and just saying,
how you doing?
Yo, like, hi. Yeah, like just keeping it cordial.
Yeah.
Who told you that she was saying that? Because that's something.
Started it herself as well.
But how did you find out
though? It was through.
They were engaged.
It was through one of her friends that one of my friends was seeing at the time that I was.
She had mutuals.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know what? Yeah, it's lucky that they spoke amongst themselves. Yeah. That would have been going on all till now. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, that's.
And to be fair, luckily her friend knew what the situation was.
Yeah.
So I had a witness.
Right.
So I was good.
But that makes me think, there must be so much situations like that, that where you don't actually know. Like, you know how you've ended things, but the image that you've left or what they've said to you about you afterwards could be so different.
But the thing is though, yeah, like you see for me, if I've been locked off.
I've been locked off. Bro,
I've been locked off. How many times, bro? Yeah, I've been locked off.
I haven't been locked off a lot of times.
I've been locked off.
Have you been locked off a lot of times?
No.
Like, when it comes to like locking off, like, how often would you say that's happened to you? Because I can't think of times where I've like actually been told, "Oh, you're not feeling that. Let's just stop." It's not.
No, but
like, do you know what I mean?
When I think about that, I don't actually. Yeah, like it kind of just like we're just like we'll just fizzle up.
But it's never like them locking you off. Is it more like you fizzling out?
Yeah, because I wasn't serious for many years. Yeah.
I'm thinking about maybe twice.
Well, when they've locked you off?
Yeah.
What happened? This is interesting.
It needed to be.
Why though? Why did they lock you off?
I just wasn't serious. But it was never serious in the first place. They just wanted to stop.
I always had ED.
Every time he's going, oh, I'm tired, babe, I'm tired today, you know.
You're ED, you know.
That just works.
One stroke is
just.
So now I have to lock him up.
Just make it up.
So, wait, what was the reason? So,
I just weren't serious. And I
was with them.
Yeah, I just. Do you know what my thing is? I like to. A nice way of putting this. Experience people.
And then what, after, for too long?
No, just experience. I mean, and after the experience is done, I think we should just
end it. Yeah. So they
at that point in my life, I've changed now. But,
so they felt like you was just wasting their time. Okay. Yeah. See, in that sense,
I was just mad honest. I was just like, I'm not what you want, what I want.
It's two different things. See, I've had people like give me ultimatums.
I've had
ultimatums.
And like, wife me or leave me.
Yeah, where it's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
What are we doing here, Fionn? It's been going on for a long time. There's no sign of commitment coming from you and you seem like you're really happy with this. If either we get together or I'm gone. That's happened to me a few times.
Like, to be fair, that's a sign of locking off as well. That's a theme of locking off.
It definitely is, isn't it? So that's happened to me a few times. But it's the thing where like I kind of have to.
That's the way mine ended as well. So it's.
I wouldn't call it. See, the thing is, I've had that.
But this girl had attitude, so it just sounds very.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm not gonna lie. I got strong-armed into a relationship. Like,
I was gonna say, I feel like you would definitely be.
I got strong-armed into a relationship like that one time. Like, cause she was like, look. It's been 7 months. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'll go on then.
All right.
If you must.
All right.
Having one in your pocket is crazy. Take my last name.
The thing is, with your relationship starting off like that,
you're doomed.
Can you say your age or?
No, I was 27, 28. It was actually my last relationship. She was like, look, I'm not some girl you can just have hanging about.
I can see how that one happened.
I do like her, but do I want to wife her? I was like, oh, go on then. but when I look back at it, it's like, that it should never be like that.
Yeah.
It should always be, you should 100% be sure.
What do you think here is a good...
How are you going to put this?
Yeah, how can I word this? Like without... Okay. What do you think is a good time range before you make things official with somebody?
I'd say 3 to 6 months.
3 months.
Anything from three to six months.
This is why you're in and out of things because you don't know them.
I said a minimum.
Oh, I thought you were saying, I thought that was your minimum and maximum, 3 to 6 months.
No. So minimum, kicking off. If you after 3 months, you should start having an idea whether this person could be. If you're seeing them, linking them, but I'm not to say 3 months, right, you're going to be my girl. But like after that period, you're like, you know what? This is going there. Then I'll say from then to about 6 months, you could be like, you know, that's when you can start speaking to the man and saying, no, this girl I've been seeing, I think I might wife it.
I really hope that you haven't incriminated yourself with this.
How?
Because, you know, if there's a poor woman that's out there and then you've been linking for seven months.
I really hope you're not in the penitentiary. But wait. There's things that come into that though. So it depends how often you're seeing them. If you're seeing them regularly, if I'm seeing someone and it's like long distance, of course the time frame doesn't match if I see them like once every couple months. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. So if I'm talking about 3 to 6 months, if I'm seeing them like twice a week, I think that's quite normal to start thinking like that after 3 months of doing that with a woman. Wouldn't you say that's not fair?
To be fair, I don't personally think that I can have a time limit on it. I don't think that you can put a time limit. I just think that, like, when you have a feeling yourself, then you know it's probably right. So although I talk rubbish about 3 months, some people I've met after 1 month and they got married and they're living happily ever after.
A weekend. Yeah. Well, sometimes it's first date and then you're ready to go.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been in situations like that.
First date and you said this is it for me.
No, but we know.
No, I've been in situations where I've been on a date and I thought to myself, I like her. I like her. So we will be talking still, but in my mind, I'm like, no, I like this one. I've got plans for this one. Okay. I like her. But that's just off the first date. But sometimes you don't know because I think...
A lot of women tend to think like that, you know?
What, when they think... No, that's women think long term, 100%.
Yeah.
But in my defense, with that situation, I liked her before we'd gone on the date.
Okay.
So I'd already...
You had plans.
Had my own... Like, I already had my own, because I liked her from before. So now I'm on a date, I'm thinking, okay, I've got the one I've been looking for. That's why I thought like that.
So how's that going?
Oh, it's gone. That's...
Oh, it's gone?
That one's failed. It's another failed relationship. But yeah, I would say 3 to 6 months for me. But okay. So what about, in terms of like, longest you would say for you?
I don't really think there's a thing. I just think like when you... when you go through the motions, like it depends on the circumstances again, like how long you see them, like the kind of things you do, like the kind of things that you sort of see, you know, like I think the kind of things that they expose you to and you expose them to, like you want to see them in like certain situations, like how are they with their family? Do they tell their mum to fuck off?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's a lot of things you have to find out.
Yeah, before. Have they got any drive or passion for things? Like, are they trying to go somewhere in their life?
It's a mindset, like their mindsets.
I think
6 months is a good amount of time to get up with that information. I think.
Yeah.
Mm. But I think if a man's like seeing a girl for like a year and a half, and it's not worth it, I don't think she's got a good chance of getting wifed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So there's a
year
cap.
And a half is a bit.
A year then.
Yeah, I would say about a year. But do you know what? There's so many little things you have to take into consideration beforehand. Because it's just like, all right, cool for me. Yeah, the reason why I'm in a relationship now is because we're actually best friends. If we weren't best friends, it wouldn't happen. So you know how they act in loads of different scenarios. You think, nah, like, I fuck with you.
Yeah.
Because it might be things that like what you lot were saying is like, she's mad rude to waiters, or she don't get on with her family, and then you find out from the family that she's a weirdo.
How did you wife that?
Do you know what I mean? So it's just,
even the mum saying, I don't know how she's done that.
That happened to my brethren still. I won't say his name, but when he went round to the family's house for the first time, they were like, oh, She's selfish. Don't know how you picked that one up.
Yeah,
that was like the sister saying, she's a selfish woman.
In trouble.
You've taken on a selfish woman.
Yeah, it's mad.
But that's what I'm saying. It's hard though. It's hard. That's why I feel like the whole dating thing's hard, because you have to find out a lot of things about the person, but at the same time, you don't want to be quote unquote wasting their time.
Mm.
But if you don't find out,
And you know what's sad as well, yeah? I think that men and women are different. So I feel like a woman will know earlier than a man does. But then if the woman is impatient, then even though the guy could have good intentions, you'll be accused of wasting her time.
Wasting her time. Because she's got her own egg timer.
Yeah, yeah.
Going from the first date.
Yeah. But you've just got a few more things on your checklist that you gotta
check out.
Yeah, check out.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's dark still.
Dark.
But yeah, that's us still.
Mm. Yeah. This has been the Coppo Podcast. Big Jordy Jaws, please, guys, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. You know, we're very close to 500 to 5,000
subscribers.
Subscribers. We want to
get there.
Yeah.
And please, you know, once we get there, you know, that's going to do a lot for us and our families. You know, we have bills to pay. El's Dreads journey is expensive. Junior, how much is a retwist?
£40. But mine's cheap.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, so £40. A fee on your haircut costs how much?
20.
Yeah. Plus the follicles.
25.
Yeah. my haircut is 40, so that's 40. Yes, yeah, so that's 140. Yeah, we need
just on appearance.
Yeah,
just for turning up.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, will we have something for them for Christmas? Like,
yeah, next week?
We're not gonna say everything, but there should be something
dropping. Yeah.
Yeah, special for Christmas.
Yeah, but yeah, please, guys, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Jordy Jaws, Don J.
LZK, Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear, and the one you will come to see.
Till next time, people.
Peace.
Peace.